The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves and do not wear them out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But note this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Please be seated. Here we go. A man was walking next to a high cliff when the edge suddenly gave way and he fell. Instinctively, he reached out and grabbed a shrub growing out on the vertical side, hundreds of feet above the ground. "God, help me, please," he yelled. "I'm right here," a voice replied. "Is that really you, Lord?" "Yes," came the reply. "I'm always here. Let go, and I will catch you." The man hesitated and then asked, "Is there anyone else up there?" Faith is sometimes easy and sometimes hard. "I am your shield," says the Lord. He promises miracles to Abram, and he delivers. But there were tests and hardships along the way. As a result of his faith, the father of many nations leaves a legacy that provides strength and hope to each one of us to this day. Yet, when you're the one hanging from a branch and it's a long way down, faith is not easy. In heavy weather, one of the more challenging assignments for a young Coast Guard officer is to climb from your rescue boat up the ladder hanging from a sinking freighter at night. Both vessels are rising and falling vigorously, and at seemingly random times and rates. The darkness makes it hard to see, and the light rarely reflects well off the next oncoming wave. Those who are good wait and watch, and then move very fast at the right moment. As a young ensign out of Portland in 1981, I remember one patrol when the weather in the Gulf of Maine deteriorated quickly. Our bosun mate chief, Gorman B. Horner, and I remember his name to this day, we were next in the boarding team queue. He was a great teacher, and I knew how to listen. We talked about getting on board, hauling the pumps over the side, and remembering to prime them before we pulled the starter. But of course, what was really on my mind was the initial leap across in the dark. I knew the answer from previous boardings, but I still asked him how to know when the moment was right to jump. As I remember, he said, "Wait until you start moving up, and then yell, 'Oh Jesus,' and jump." That made sense. You need to clear the side of the motor surf boat quickly and reach at least the bottom rung of the ladder suspended from the freighter. If you are moving down instead of up, you might not make it, even with a strong leap, and your leg would be pinned between the two hulls. "Okay, Chief, and why do you yell, 'Oh Jesus'?" "Because there isn't time for the Lord's Prayer, Mr. Perkins." "And you'll give the boat crew a good laugh." Fair enough. Sometimes a leap must be taken with a bit of faith. the assurance of things hoped for. It may be as simple as your foot finding a rung in the dark, or as large as setting out for a place to receive an inheritance despite dangers along the way and throughout. If it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, then faith should be easy. And on sunny days in Maine, when all of your children, family, and friends are healthy, and you've been asked to sail on the Penobscot Bay, it can be easy. It is when your family is ill, and dark clouds accompany a shiver in the wind and a temperature drop, that it gets hard. But that's the eye of the needle, isn't it? The city gate that allows entrance to people, but not camels. As a boy, I wondered how it could be so easy to get into heaven. All we have to do is believe? We don't have to do anything good? Even a thief on a cross can get into heaven at the last minute just by asking and having faith? It sounded like a trick. Too easy to believe. But age brings the wisdom to understand that one. It is easy, but at times it's very hard. The branch is temporarily safe, and it's a long way down. Store your treasure in heaven, says Jesus, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That takes faith too. Last Sunday, Peter was talking about family and friends and even strangers being the true treasures around you. Words of great truth. Love God and love your neighbors as yourself. We say it every Sunday. We just did. But if all neighbors matter to us as much as they matter to Jesus, we'll be spending a great deal of time figuring out how to make the world better, first in close and then farther out. We'll be storing treasures in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. But that comes at an earthly cost. Money makes our lives easier. It allows us to buy things that increase our safety. When our debts are high and our security nets are thin, helping a family member or a stranger with a heavy load is difficult. We might know in our hearts that helping is more important and that there are times when earning more money is not the right thing to do, but doing the right thing is not always easy, and giving up wealth and safety is hard. It takes faith. Last Sunday, Fred Kellogg and I were riding with the veterans section of the Lobster Festival Parade. People were waving, and it was fun. We joked and told stories while we waved and generally enjoyed a morning off with the other vets, active duty military, firemen, and policemen who were in the parade around us. Along the route, I began to notice many policemen and firemen who were not in the parade. They were working. They were helping with crowd control and dealing with the many little medical emergencies around them. They were ready, and they were serving. I was grinning and waving from a car while they were storing treasures in heaven. Good for them. I saw it. Certainly God did. I will never forget a tall, soft-spoken Marine major that I met on USS Mount Whitney many years ago. I had just met the man an hour before. We were about to deploy on a special mission from Norfolk, and I'd come down from Islesboro, where I'd been on vacation without a uniform. There were some things I really needed before we set navigation detail, and without me even asking, he gave me the keys to his personal van and said, "Go do what you have to do." As I went screaming from the piers to the exchange and back, I noticed that the only music in his van was gospel music. That's it, nothing else. I got back without a scratch in record time, turned off his car stereo, locked the door, returned his keys, and in 2 hours, I had learned more about him than I could learn about most people in 10 years. Our job was combat search and rescue, and we worked very well together after that. He was quickly moving up the chain of command, and he was not confused about rank and the increase in power and wealth that promotions bring. He was storing his treasure somewhere else. For us, as we experience this Sunday in Maine, don't be afraid to enjoy the good gifts that God has given you. He is generous, and he has given them to you for a reason. But remember that stuff is just stuff. You are going to meet some strangers during this week, and some of them could use a bit of help. Be ready, lean forward. When you respond to that need, you are acting in faith and storing treasure in heaven. And if God asks you to let go of a branch, good luck. be sure it's God who's asking. He has warned us about putting him to the test, and I'm not advocating that. But be ready when he does call. And doing that is easiest when we talk to coaches, practice small moves first, and later act out of habit and reflex. Because the hard moment will come, and it will come at an unexpected hour. Be ready. Semper Paratus. Amen.